following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Bang Radio.
Oh, wonderful!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
We're not gladiators. This isn't the Roman Colosseum.
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Oh, Belvedere, come here, boy.
Next time, we're just watching the Super Bowl. That's all we're going to watch is the Super Bowl.
Who's going to the Super Bowl?
I told you. I told your Trump ass.
You better believe that.
Wait a minute.
He's running the
wrong way.
You're going
the wrong way. Holy moly.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Wilson back to throw. Pumps deep middle. Intercepted at the 50-yard line. Rolando McClain seals the win for the Dallas Cowboys, dropping 30 yards down the field in coverage and picking off Russell Wilson.
Now, John, you know, I've seen a lot of comments on the Facebook page about me and my Cowboys and everything. And last week, you know, we were going to do a show. We really were going to do a show. Yeah. Things fell through, but I wasn't even really going to talk about him. In fact, you asked me, you know, about it. And what did I say to you? I said, yeah, before last week's game, I said, well, you know, the schedule's about to get tougher. I'm not going to, you know, get too excited yet. Well, you know what?
No, we're the second. No, that ain't what you said.
Yes, it is, and you know it.
You said, oh, Cowboys. Go, Tony. No, oh, does Brian.
Okay. All right.
I had to hang up the phone.
Uh-huh. But
I charged you $2.99 a minute. You'll see it on your phone bill.
In the past 3 years, Dallas is the second team to go into Seattle and win. I got to say, I'm getting excited.
I should think you should be. I tell you what, man. There's a lot of talk this week, especially on our Facebook page, about people that are not giving them any of their credit. And you know what? I hate them as much as anybody else. There's only one team I hate more, and we all know that's the hated Giants. However, you got to give the Cowboys credit, man. It's all about balance. They run the ball, they throw the ball, and they don't do either one of them to any excess. They do both of them very well, and I don't care whether it's week 6 or week 7 and people are talking about contention. Yeah, you can talk about contention.
I'm listening to ESPN talk about them being the best team in the NFL, and I'm going, what? Did I wake up in some other... I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone.
They start that shit in April.
But, you know, hey, I mean, 3 years in a row, they've used a first-round pick on an offensive line, and it's paid off because that's the strength. And, it's an awesome line. And, man, and the defense, you know, they bring in Coach Liza Minnelli to run the defense, and he's doing a great job. They got, you know, McClain, they brought in a couple other guys who were hurt last year are back, and it's working, man.
Another
wide
receiver, Williams, is kicking ass.
Yeah.
Look. People want to give them no credit and whatever. They went up to Seattle, which is tough enough. They spotted them 10 points. How many times do you see a team come back from, first off, getting their quarterback destroyed like that in the first quarter? And secondly, you know, a block punt for a touchdown in that place is usually, that's it. You're done.
Death.
But give them credit. And I believe that your offensive lineman is the offensive player of the week for the NFC. For the first time, an offensive lineman has been chosen that
season. Terrence Williams had the play of the week with that toe tap catch on 3rd and 20. That was insane.
All right, folks. Just to show you why we exist to tell you that ESPN knows jack shit nothing. Back in the early part of the preseason, I had a recording, or I wanted to get a recording of a guy on the radio saying that Dallas was the worst team in the hit. They were on the clock for the number one pick, and at the same time, Ron Jaworski was telling me all about how awesome Kirk Cousins is going to be. Shut the fuck up. Seriously, none of them know what the hell they're talking about. None of them.
He was in that first game he played.
Wow, that was Jacksonville. Come on. they couldn't even get out of their own way and win a game last week.
All right. Let's see here. Coming up, Adrian Peterson is a moron. Joseph Randall is a moron. Donovan McNabb is a moron. And Michael Irvin is simply a goofball.
Yeah. G-O-P-F-R-L-L. Goofball.
Wait till you hear what Michael Irvin said on NFL Network. This is unbelievable. But, okay, so over the past 2 weeks in our fantasy football league, now, I'm talking about the one, our personal league that you're in. You got beat by my wife in a squeaker.
Right, and then I got beat by you in a squeaker.
Right, and but when you played, it was funny because when you played my wife, you were the two lowest scoring teams in the league that week. If she had played anybody else, you would have lost. Or she, right, or she would have lost, rather.
Changed my team name to the doormat.
She would have lost. And then, but then when you played me, we were the second and third highest scoring teams of the week, and only one other team besides me could have beaten you.
Do you know what I've done to change my fortunes from being one of the lowest scoring teams in the league to one of the highest scoring teams that gets beat by squeakers? I got rid of Drew Brees. I sat him down and put Philip Rivers in, and I said, the hell with this guy, I'm done with him. I got a halfway decent trade offer on the board here, but if the schmoozy elite is listening, that dude, really, Tom Brady doesn't help.
Brees is going to be fine, dude. You don't want to give up Brees? That's insane.
This is a keeper league, right?
Yeah.
I've just picked up Philip Rivers. I've got Philip Rivers now.
Okay.
And Breeze is, yes, he's not doing very well this year. And this is his 14th year. I don't know how many more he's going to go. So it's keeper league. It's time to cut bait.
Okie doke.
Got Philip Rivers.
All right. In the gridiron challenge, oh, my God. I'm in ninth place. You're in.
I can't crawl out of 60th.
I know. You're in 60th again.
I don't know how I got there.
In fifth place is Get Me the Ball, Danny. Love the replacements reference. That's great. Number four, What the Luck Just Happened. Number three, Molly Welker's Pee Bottle. That's Anadem.
Anadem wrote that one.
That's his team. In second place, Prater Peed Poor. That would be Matt Prater, the former kicker of the Denver Broncos.
Right. Now the kicker of the Lions.
And Mecca, you should be ashamed of yourself, his team name. In first place, Ray Rice's Fist.
Ray Rice's Fist. And you know, it's up somebody's ass right now. You just know that. You know, I do know how I got into 60th place, and it was called Matt Ryan against the Vikings. What the hell?
Oh.
What the hell was that? I thought I made a nice shrewd move putting him in there, and...
All right, so I was going to talk about this last week, and I'm just going to mention it briefly. You know, there was the talk about that Tony Romo said, you know, when they played at home against the Texans, he said it felt like an away game.
Right.
And it was the first time he ever had to use a silent snap count at home.
Right.
And because there were so many Houston fans. I mean, I know it's in state, but it's in Dallas, and that probably shouldn't happen. But you know what? I mean, you think about it. This is a non-conference game. I realize it's the Battle of Texas, but at the end of the day, it's a non-conference game, and you know what tickets go for down there. So I'm thinking if you got a bunch of Houston fans that want to come in there and you see the sections, they were sitting in some expensive seat sections, you know, the higher, right. You know, down there, you know, 40-yard line, you know, for, you know. Well, for,
down there, the pizza's $200 a slice.
Right, and so... I'm thinking, you know, if I'm a Cowboys fan down there and I'm a regular annual season ticket holder and some Houston fan in August offered me, you know, $1,000 for a ticket, you know, I'm going, right. You know what? I can stay home and watch that game on TV and go on a cruise. And there's so many seats in that damn stadium. Actually, think he built a stadium that's too big. That's the problem.
Look, the Redskins found that out, even if they haven't realized it yet, but that is a problem. You can't have 100,000 feet seat stadiums in the NFL because they fill up with opposing fans, even if only 30% of them, the opposing fans, that's 30,000 people.
I know, right.
But don't worry. Now the Cowboys are winning. They beat the Seahawks.
Yes.
All the Cowboy fans will be back in their seats.
Yes, they will.
You can really probably save a hell of a lot of money, not only just because you can sell your ticket for that section, but really, when you're down in that section, dude, the strippers on the poles, they don't take anything less than tens in their panties. You got to really get in there and spend some cash.
Yeah, you can't take dollar bills, won't get it done,
fuck
guys.
No.
So,
hell no. And, by the way, you get free Ebola masks.
Well, so I
so
I saw a meme that said anybody in Dallas who doesn't want Ebola, just go to the Cowboys game. Nobody ever catches anything there.
Really?
Yeah.
What are they watching? I don't know what these people are watching anymore. Hey, those memes were funny back in, you know, May.
Hey.
But you know, reality is setting in. Hello, you got to change that to Eli Manning or something.
The level of hate that increased beginning on Monday just told me all I needed to know. Oh, people are scared of the Cowboys all of a sudden.
Dude, America's team, no longer the Cowboys. Did you read this today? The
Dallas,
Denver Broncos have won a poll of 2,500 people as America's team.
No, as the favorite team in America. I don't care. You can spin that however you want. Dallas is
spinning it.
Always has been and always will be called America's team. And you know damn well if ESPN says coming up next we're going to talk about America's team, they ain't talking about the fucking Denver Broncos. They're going to talk about the Dallas Cowboys. It's a nickname. You don't win it. You don't earn it. You don't take it away. Green Bay didn't win the Super Bowl last year, but they're still called Title Town. The Pittsburgh Steelers defense sucks, but they're still nicknamed the Steel Curtain.
Coming up next on ESPN, a member of America's team steals underpants and cologne from Kmart.
Hold on, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that moron. We're going to talk about him, but I wanted to mention this. So Romo came on after the game last week and said all that stuff, and I immediately get a text from my brother-in-law, who is a Bengals fan. And he texts me, he said, no offense, but Romo has no right complaining about opposing fans in his stadium. Does he not look in stadiums when they're on the road? Now, my brother-in-law is a Bengals fan. And, you know, we went down to Cincinnati year before last and saw them play the Cowboys. And, you know, it was over half Dallas fans in the stadium. And, you know, I talked about it. It was a real warm day in early December. It was just awesome. Dallas won on a field goal in the final seconds. But what I would say to my brother-in-law and anybody else who feels that way is that Romo does have a right to complain, although it just sounded more like an observation to me than it did complaining. But the thing is my brother-in-law is looking at it the wrong way. And I understand why, you know, he saw all those Dallas fans in Cincinnati and that's the thing. But it's not that Tony Romo doesn't have a right to complain. It's that Andy Dalton does have a right to complain, especially considering the Bengals were a playoff team and still are, you know, have been the last few years. So I think he's got it backwards. When he says, well, look at all the Cowboys fans in Cincinnati. Well, yeah, and Andy Dalton has a right to complain about that.
Golly, Sergeant Carter, it sure do feel like an away game today.
Freaking Tony Romo complaining about his stadium.
He just made it, but he just explained it. That's all. Yeah, I didn't hear him really complaining.
I mean, you know, all Jerry has to do is say, look, I god dang all I can hear is god dang Texans fans. Tell them girls to take off another leg. That'll shut them up. They won't be watching nothing else. Shit.
All right.
Boy, we missed a lot, man. Jerry's getting sued for sexual harassment by those girls in the bathroom that seem to be having a great time.
But that was a given. We knew that was coming. And it's nothing but a money grab, and they ain't going to get shit.
Well, you know, I gave them their $25. That should be enough. I bought one of them a drink.
Tell them come dance on the pole in the stadium if they want to make more.
Oh, hell no. God dang. No, we got standards around here. Those are just bathroom whores. That's all. They're not pole whores. We got to get some straightening going on. Everybody just sit back and enjoy the smell of the roses. God dang it. It's been a long time since the Cowboys been looking this good. So everybody just close your eyes and pretend you're on my helicopter getting a wangy from a god dang.
Oh, my God.
Hooker.
That was the biggest topic today. Was that him saying, you know, we should smell the roses for a second? It was like, no, you shouldn't. This is the problem. Jerry Jones, his team is not focused. And I'm like, oh, my God. The guy is enjoying the win in Seattle. Give it up.
Everybody knows that when you win, you don't have to come to practice till Wednesday. Now, I just told everybody on Tuesday to go on down to get some glory hole. I don't see what the problem is.
All right, well, the problem is Dallas Cowboys running back Joseph Randle. This moron is facing a possible fine, and he played great. He played a great role in that win. I mean, man, he'd catch a screen pass and go 25 yards, and it's like, man, he made some big plays, but now he's facing this possible fine for his arrest on theft charges because he didn't steal much, so it's just a misdemeanor, but he could be fined up to $30,000. Now, he's not expected to be suspended or released, and he was at team meetings yesterday, but he was arrested Monday night for allegedly stealing underwear and cologne from a Frisco Dillard's. Now, look, This guy's, I think he's a fourth year player. So at the minimum, he's got to be making, you know, like $800,000 a year if he's getting the minimum. What the hell, maybe. Dude? Really?
Dude, when you need some tidy whities, you need some tidy whities. And hey, the cologne just smelled pretty good.
I mean, come on. This is ridiculous. Look,
maybe he's got the disease that ESPN woman had years ago, and it's compounded by excitement, and he got that screen pass, and now he shit himself on the freaking team bus. Who knows?
I just don't understand it. I would love to hear him explain it. That's what I want. I want him to tell me why. That's what
I want. They was nice, man. I liked them. They had some nice paisley patterns on them. I ain't had no underpants like that in a long time.
I don't care why he liked it. I want to know why he stole it and didn't pay for it.
Well, they had Spider-Man on them, too. That was pretty cool.
Jesus, it's ridiculous.
I figured, look at that screen pass I took, man. They owe me some underpants. Just put it on the Cowboys tab.
Oh, and by the way, on your stupid little Harris poll, you know how many of those people were NFL fans? They asked them. Out of the 2,500, 1,300 claimed to be fans of the NFL. So this right. was a poll of 1,300 people done back before the season started.
Right.
Okay, and look, they do these polls every year, and every year, Dallas, Green Bay, and Pittsburgh are in the top five. Every year. Even Stephen A. Smith, who is a New York fan, Stephen A. Smith, today, when they brought that up, he said, that's ridiculous, and the fact that the New York Giants are in second place is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That is ridiculous. The fact the New York Giants. I had to go console my sister. Look, all it proves conclusively is that anybody wearing the tag of America's team is by far the biggest group of bandwagon fans ever. Now, I know that Dallas has more fans than anybody. And the reason why is because in the 70s, they were on TV and guys like you that never lived in Dallas became fans of the Cowboys because you were young and they were winning.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So everybody that goes after one of these polls, you want to say you're a fan? Be a fan of a team that everybody calls you a racist for wearing. By the way, that poll that they took, 7 people said that they thought the Redskins should change their name. So, of course, that means we have to.
Right.
Did you see the pictures of Dan Snyder the other day sitting there with that Indian with the freaking Redskins hat planted on him and his wife's head?
Yes.
What the hell was that? Come on, Sitting Bull, sit down here. Sit down. Put a hat on his head. They had some guy behind him like at a race, you know, sticking different hats on his head.
This is ridiculous.
It is. It's very ridiculous.
I can't believe it.
There's nothing to even discuss about the Redskins season. I refuse to even do so.
Okay.
Nothing at all. As a matter of fact, that's what we call Brian Arakpo's production around here. Nothing at all.
Well, you guys, I'll tell you what, though. You guys did give the Seahawks a hell of a game.
Well, you know, that's great. We've got a lot of moral victories, and of course, that'll get you into the moral playoffs.
Well, you got to crawl before you walk, John. Got to crawl before you
walk. RG3 tried to crawl and broke his freaking hip. He's out another 12 weeks.
All right, well, let's talk about LaDainian Tomlinson.
Okay.
All right.
He is one country dude, man. He is seriously some bayou shit. I love listening to him talk. I love that they put people like him on television to talk. He doesn't sound like Emmett Smith saying stupid stuff. You know, he doesn't say really dumb shit. He's just, he is country Joe, man.
Well, he can't say Murray.
No, he can't say Murray at all. I'm going to make a montage eventually of all the names that he can't say. And it's a lot of them.
Yeah, well, he's trying to say DeMarco Murray, and he can't get the Uri. Here it is.
DeMarco Murray.
Yeah, Tom, you got DeMarco Murray here in the backfield. He going to take the handoff of Tony Romo, and it going to be touchdown Dallas Cowboy. Dallas Cowboy run sweep with DeMarco Murray. Round left end, get first down.
DeMarco Murray.
Here you see DeMarco Murray catch pitch out. Run, DeMarco Murray.
I swear to God, I love listening to him talk.
Oh, yeah. He's something, man. I tell you what, I'd like to get him and Fred Smoot together.
Oh, God. That would be ridiculous. You know, Smoot just has his lips get in the way. His whole face is massive, and it just gets in the way of what he's trying to say. Although I must give credit, I don't make fun of Smoot anymore because number one, he doesn't play, and number two, He can talk now. He's actually going to be on the radio here soon. Now the fun stuff that he says, you can actually understand. But
Latavia Tomlinson, he talk like all country stuff there. He got a lot of good things to say about football town. He just said such funny way. It sound real funny to me. It's like listening to some character from TV.
I'm serious, man.
Dallas Cowboy looked like they got good offense. Tom, they go over to all the scrimmage and hit the Seattle Seahawks. DeMarco Mayer get a touchdown. Tony Romo, he threw to Dez Bryant and he faked to DeMarco Mayer.
Hey, by the way, on our Facebook page.
Right.
You know, like I've got time for it, but I'm going to have to make time. I'm going to have to get in there and defend myself.
Yeah. See, this is how you get Tom out there, folks. You threaten him and you say funny things about him.
I see that there's a new line of Bang costumes of you for Halloween.
Yes, there is.
But I want to know, why am I fucking Dr. Frankenfurter from the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
I really have no idea. I don't know what they think that we actually like, do.
What in the hell is
show.
That?
I don't know. Tom does dress in a corset every once in a while, but only around Thanksgiving.
Did you ever used to go to the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Yeah, but I never dressed up. I would laugh like hell at those that did.
No, I didn't dress up either. I mean, those people were always up front, you know, doing the whole thing. But I did throw rice and everything else and yelled shit throughout the whole movie. And
Tom went as Rocky. Last time I was up at his house, he showed me his lamé underpants.
Those gold underpants.
He even did his line for me.
It's
Oh, I don't even want to get into that. I tell you what, the first time you went and saw that was a hell of an experience.
Oh,
especially
man.
You didn't quite expect it, and you took LSD, and you had a lot of fun.
Woo. And so now we know how John saw it for the first time.
That was fun.
All right, so anyway, when the Redskins and Seahawks, you know, played that game, Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman came away with less hair. Did you hear about this?
Oh, absolutely.
Because Pierre Garçon pulled out some of his dreadlocks?
Yeah, well, you know, Pierre Garçon should pull out his dreadlocks. Why not? Pierre Garçon's not catching anything else. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and that's the thing, see, and because Sherman had his hair pulled out, he got angry, and he wanted to point out that Garçon doesn't matter in this league. And that's what he said. And then Garçon, of course, fired back this week, told Yahoo Sports Radio, that Sherman is not anything special. He's just another player that, you know, plays defense in this league. He's not anything special.
Well, you know, you gotta ask his mother about that because she thinks he's special. By the way, speaking of special, the frickin' Royals just finished the sweep of the Orioles, so baseball's over for me.
Oh, man.
So screw all that, man. I hate this game.
All right, there's your Bang Radio Hour Major League Baseball update.
Good season, Orioles.
It was. I know how you feel, though, because I've been watching the Reds. Of course, the Reds didn't even get to the playoffs this year, but they get there and not win a single game in the playoffs. That's what happens.
Yeah, well, you know, we swept the Tigers and then just got swept by the Royals. I'm telling you what, the Royals better win it all now, and they better not lose a game. Those dudes are something. They caught the catches they made in this series are ridiculous.
Well, I don't know about winning it all because, you know, there are those St. Louis Cardinals in the playoffs. And
right. I think they're down, aren't they? I don't even know where they are at right now.
That was series was.
That's, I know the Giants won last night.
Yeah, I think they were up 2-1. Yeah, I believe they were up. I believe they were up 2-1. Yeah.
All right. So. Well, you know, like I said, baseball's over. So there's your baseball update for the year. Fuck it. We'll get them next year.
Let's go to break, and when we come back, man, we need to talk about the tie that happened.
The tie.
And we've also got to talk about Adrian Peterson. And John, here's the thing, man. There's a song that you, and when I say you, I'm speaking to everybody listening. There's a song we all love.
Right.
We've loved it for a long, long time. All of us. We love this song.
Okay.
And I am going to tell you that it was actually from a porn, an old 1960s porno movie.
Hot damn.
You will not believe this when you find out that is coming up.
I think it's that way to have them. And she's fucking busting me. Pahabo.
Real American A-holes.
Real American A-holes.
We salute you, Mr. My Team Won the Big Game Because God Likes Us Better Guy.
Mr. My Team Won the Big Game Because God Likes Us Better Guy.
When you score a touchdown to put your team ahead with seconds on the clock, it's not divine intervention, it's your job.
I want to thank the good Lord for the opportunity, yeah.
Shut up. If we wanted to hear religious drivel, we would have gone to church today, not freeze our collective asses off at 9 a.m. in your parking lot.
Where'd I put my hand, Wobbles?
The only time you should be dropping God's name is when you're finishing off that cheerleader, three in from the left.
Ow!
Sure, that was an amazing catch. ESPN will replay more times than the Zapruder film. But they call it a Hail Mary because of the odds, not because you're supposed to say one.
Ave Maria.
So we salute you, Mr. My Team Won the Big Game Because God Likes Us Better Guy, your bobblehead Jesus, your post-game prayer circle, and John 3:16. You are a real American a-hole.
VOTech. VOTech. For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
Aaron Foley on Sideline Reporters.
Do you guys like football? I love football. I'm like the biggest football fan, you know. The one thing I don't like are the female reporters on the sidelines. You know what it is? I feel like they have no knowledge or passion for the game, you know? Like, the camera pans on them, they're wearing some sort of Russian fur coat ensemble with, like, a matching dead cat on their head, you know? And they're, you know, they're reporting, they're like, it's halftime from Giants Stadium, and the Giants have 40 total offensive yards, which is great. Which is not great. Not great at all. They're gonna need a couple more if they want to pull this game out. Managed to talk to the quarterback before he went into that dark tunnel-looking area. And his major concern, he wasn't getting enough protection in his pocket. Whoa, did I say that right? That sounds scandalous. That's anyway, that's it for me. Back to you in the booth, Bob. I'm like, what? That's crazy. Like, if I was on the sidelines reporting, I'd get so into it, you know? I'd have black under my eyes. I'd have a helmet on for no apparent reason. I pull the quarterback over. I'm like, you're down by 17. Your slant patterns suck. The defense is controlling the line of scrimmage. You've had one first down. And I'd like to know what you're going to do about it because I'm angry right now. Back to you in the booth, Bob.
Hey, it's David from Disturbed, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
The snap is perfect. The kick is up. It looks good, and it is...
No!
No good!
No!
He missed it!
Oh, no!
Nugent misses from 36 yards out.
Pushed it
and
right.
And the game ends in a 37-all tie.
Missed it, pushed it right. Oh, my gosh.
I've never been a part of a tie. Never even knew that was in the rule book.
Did you know his hand was ever while he was ever?
Well, when the play was called, I kind of figured that I guess there's ties in the NFL. So,
you see,
I didn't know that.
It was like another overtime.
Yeah, in college there's multiple overtimes. I mean, high school and Pop Warner. I never knew in the professional ranks that it would kind of end that way. I'd hate to see what happens in the Super Bowl, or hate to see what happens in the playoffs.
I'll never get tired of that clip. That is the best Donovan McNabb, and he tied. It was also against the Bengals.
He kicks for the incompletion.
Oh, yeah, my God.
I thought about that. The last two ties have been the Bengals. The Bengals. The Bengals have tied. A 37-37 tie. Holy crap. Where's the defense? What, when Burfict can't break somebody's ankle, he can't tackle him?
I think when the Eagles played him, it was like 13-13.
Something like that. I didn't even know you was allowed to play up till past 10.
I mean, I was confused.
Right.
I was completely mystified. You know, one of the Bengals receivers also said that he didn't realize that it was going to be a tie. But, in his defense, he ain't the quarterback.
Well, he should know.
I'll bet you Dalton knew it could be a tie.
Well, especially after what happened with Donovan McNabb after that game between the Eagles and the Bengals. I would think by then, everybody now would know. You know?
Yeah. Jesus. Right. You think Marvin Lewis would remind him.
Right.
I was there. Hey, you know, Marvin Lewis said today, as a matter of fact, that he thinks concussions linger longer these days than they did in the old days, Tom. People's brains are softer now.
What?
That's what he said.
What the hell?
He thinks they linger longer. What the hell is that?
I don't even know what that means. What? They're softer?
Back in the old days, dude, all you had to do was rub some dirt on your head and it was all better.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he says that concussions linger longer.
Shake it off. You just got your bell rung. That's all. Come on now. Get back out there. And that's, you know what, bud? That's what they used to call it. Yeah, he got his bell rung.
Right.
That's what they used to say.
Right. And you listen to games now, right? You hear a guy like on the field like Jason Pierre-Paul that time we got the audio of him screaming. And then you hear Dick Stockton go, he's shaking up. No, he's not. He's in excruciating freaking pain.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, Brady Quinn did the Redskins game with him today or last week. Oh, my God. It's like listening to like Keanu Reeves do football.
Oh, it's bad?
Oh, he's horrible. He's horrible.
He's from right here.
You know, I'll give him this. He pulled out some plays and picked them out and said a couple of things. He had a little bit of knowledge. But overall, it sounded like he was repeating what he was being told in his ear because he was pausing because he was listening to somebody talking. Ear.
He was listening to the, instead of the live feed, he was listening to the delayed feed. So he was keep talking and wait for it to catch up and say what he said, and then he'd start talking again.
Right. Either that or he's just mystified. He's watching Dick Stockton decay right in front of him.
He's a palooka.
Right. Well, you know, he played high school football like 10 minutes from where I live.
Yeah, well, everybody from Ohio State played high school football 10 minutes from where you live.
No, but he played for Notre Dame.
Yeah, I know he did. I know he did. But I knew he was from up there.
Yeah.
And his sister went out with, what's his name, A.J. Hall.
A.J. Hall. Right? Well, I think they got married.
Yeah, he sacked him in the big bowl game. And yeah. Big thing.
Yeah, right.
Big fucking Shut up, you big deal.
Yeah, Notre Dame's playing Florida State, and I'll tell you what, man, this Jameis Winston, dude, are you kidding me with this guy?
What's the matter with
hell? This guy, there's a website that keeps track of how long it's been since he last did something stupid. That's what it says.
See, you got to define stupid. I can't believe that people went so berserk because what is he, a junior? Is he even a junior? Is he sophomore?
I don't remember if he was redshirted or not. This is his second year of playing.
Okay, so he's at least a sophomore or a junior.
Right.
All right, so let's say he's a junior. A junior in college stood on a table and yelled out the joke to a freaking, or yelled out the punchline to a joke that's been going around the internet for the last 6 months. How horrible is this guy?
I know, and that's what he got suspended for, right?
Oh my God, it was the most ridiculous. What have we always said? It's Grandpa Simpson is real. God damn it, I don't want to hear anybody ever say nipple on television again. And all the censors go, oh, did you hear what Grandma Simpson said? Oh, we better not do that anymore.
Well, here's the thing I don't get. All right, that's what he got suspended for a game for that, yet the rape allegations, he stole crab legs from the grocery store, he stole a soft drink from, I think, Burger King or something. Yeah, nothing happens, but then he yells this from a table in college. Look, and he gets suspended for a game? I agree with you, but he's still he's an idiot now, and you hear what he did, right? Over 300 autographs, and they're saying he got paid for them? It's the same guy.
Oh, yeah, him and Gurley.
Yeah, same guy. Same people.
Fuck him. Fuck the NCAA. Fuck them all. But look, I'm serious. Getting accused of rape And stealing crab legs, that's quarterback leadership right there. That was not stealing crab legs. That was a play action fake. Did you see how well he hit those things?
Yes. I saw the memes. I saw the Facebook memes. I saw it. Yes.
he got blitzed by Earl from security.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Colin Kaepernick, speaking of bad words, all right, got fined for saying something on the field that we all know what it is, but we're not allowed to say.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right. All right.
But then today they come out and say that there's no evidence that he said anything, and they cut his fine in half. So they said, you know what? You didn't say anything, but we're keeping half this money. What the hell is that? You're not guilty, but we're keeping the money. Thanks anyway, sucker.
All right, let's get back to this tie real quick, because I don't know if that's what Trent Dilfer is trying to figure out in his head, but here, just listen to what Trent Dilfer said.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
Okay.
Now, that's been a while. Everybody's heard that, I'm sure. He even made fun of it on his own Facebook page.
That wasn't about the tie, but I don't know where the hell he was going with that.
He's going down Dilfer Avenue, dude. He says that kind of stuff every week. I'm telling you, the only reason he wins a Super Bowl is because Ray Lewis is sitting next to him, not in jail. Okay, that's why he wins a Super Bowl. Other than that, nobody would care who this dude is. Nobody would give a shit.
Right.
Seriously.
Wait, no. When he said that, you know what it reminded me of? I don't know if you ever seen White Men Can't Jump with Woody Harrelson?
Oh, of course.
Oh, great movie, right? You know, and his hot little. That hot little chick he's
Rosie
got.
Rosie Perez.
Yeah. Gloria. Yeah. Well, Gloria was her name in the movie. I don't know. Right. You remember this from the movie? This was great.
Sometimes when you win, you really lose. And sometimes when you lose, you really win. And sometimes when you win or lose, you actually tie. And sometimes when you tie, you actually win or lose.
Now, Donovan McNabb, what do you think of what she just said?
You can't actually tie because you're not allowed to tie. What tie?
I love too when she gets done, Woody Harrelson goes, "Why do you talk like that? It makes me crazy when you talk like that."
I think she sounds like what Victor Cruz probably sounds like if you talk to him in a room. Play her again. That's Victor Cruz.
Sometimes when you win, you really lose. And sometimes when you lose, you really win.
That's Victor Cruz.
Sometimes when Eli throw you the ball, you can't catch it.
I can't do a Rosie Perez. I'm sorry. I understand. I can exercise my voice in a lot of ways, but I can't do Rosie Perez.
Well, Victor Cruz will have plenty of time to sit in a room and talk because he's out for the year.
I can do a Victor Cruz impression. You want to hear it?
Okay.
Ah!
Jesus.
Oh, excuse me. Hello! Hello!
That's funny. All right, so Adrian Peterson, you know, this news is a little old. We were going to talk about this last week, but I had to bring this up because there was a little story, and I don't know how many people heard it because I didn't hear a whole lot of people talk about it. But, you know, first off, he was charged with felony child abuse. His trial begins December 1st. Well, now the idiot admitted to a staffer, and this isn't even, I know everybody heard this. He admitted He admitted to a staffer that he smoked a little weed.
Weed. He admitted it. He's like, God, I was taking his urine out.
Yeah.
Hey, man, can you swap it for me?
Right. Just before his urine test, he admitted this.
This is going to smell like pot, so, you know, turn your head.
Weed.
Right.
What a moron. Dude, I'm going to take a urine analysis. I got to settle down. Fire up that thing.
Well, of course, his confession then caused the Montgomery County District Attorney to ask the judge attached to the case to set aside his $15,000 bond and arrest him for a second time.
What a dumbass. Dude, you were going in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, this guy, boy, it's amazing when somebody gets in trouble how much crap you start finding out.
Oh, dude, for one thing, let's be honest. Okay, granted, I think we talked about this before. I'm not sure, but this is going to sound awful. What he did wasn't really terribly, terribly, terribly awful, you know, like go to jail type criminal. He needs to have some discipline sent his way for it. But a lot of people's parents have done a lot worse to him. That's for damn sure.
Okay, fine. And that's all fine. Now the thing I haven't heard a lot of people talking about. All right. The Minneapolis Star Tribune claims that Adrian Peterson engaged in a hotel orgy in 2011.
Now we know who the Mitten Man is.
You know, I'm telling you, John, it's that damn Lake Minnetonka.
It's the Vikings mystique.
Yes. Well, okay, so in this orgy, there were four women in the room with him, plus two relatives, including a brother who was a minor. His little brother, who was a minor, in this orgy with him. And it gets worse. It gets worse. One of the family members claims that Adrian paid for the night of drinking and sex with a credit card that is tied to his charity, which is supposed to help at-risk children, which is the irony of that is unbelievable. You know,
my kid was at risk of going to high school in his senior year without having had a blowjob yet. So, you know.
No, that's his brother.
He's my brother. Right. My brother, you got to get your brother a blowjob before he's 17.
Right.
It's a Peterson family tradition.
But what about his own children that he's, you know, beating and abusing?
Hey, wait a minute. Look, my children weren't there. They was in the other room watching videos. All right?
Yeah.
They were set up with the PlayStation. They was okay.
With cuts and bruises all over them.
Look, they got to stay in there, right? I told them once. I told them twice. Third time, Mr. Switch do the talking for me.
Well, you know, it's unclear. There's some investigation going on here to see if, you know, this is a habit that he does regularly, you know, stealing from his charity, basically, or if it's just a one-time mistake.
Of course it is. Look, somebody might make a mistake in a fit of passion and a fit of rage, okay? However, when you are stealing and embezzling, now, once you do that, you keep doing that, or you've been doing that. You don't just do it once and get caught unless you're really freaking stupid.
Well, I mean, you know, what if they find out, oh, hey, look, I had that card with me, I needed to use it, but then they can show that he put the money back or something, you know? Right. But we don't know that yet. We don't know that yet. And it's the Star Tribune says it's very hard to connect the dots because the charity's financial bookkeeping is a complete mess.
Look, man, I didn't have the cash, and you can't be setting up a bad reputation among the sex workers in this town. So I just gave him the card. I figured I'd put it back when I got home. As soon as I got to an ATM, we'd be set.
On top of that, some of the groups that Adrian's charity says it gave money to are denying that they ever received a penny. So that's not good. And of course, his people haven't commented on this report, but.
Hey, look, my favorite group to give charity to is Keisha, Pepper, and Nikki.
They are at-risk children.
That's right. They sure is, but they ain't really children. They turned 18 last week. Winky, winky. Wink, wink.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, tell you what, though, man. I'm in all dead seriousness, if he's found not guilty of all these charges, whatever, okay, if he's... Does he get back in the league? Who doesn't want Adrian Peterson, for God's sakes? The dude's a machine.
Well, I don't think he's going to play for the Vikings again. But I, you know, it's in this whole, this exempt list that he's on, all this list is a list that okay, well, legally we're going to have to pay these guys, but we're not letting them on the field. That's what that list is.
Right. It says, well, you know, we're going to retain rights to you if we can keep him.
Right.
He's going to play for the Toronto Argonauts. What do you want to bet?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. So I told you about Michael Irvin and some comments he made recently on NFL Network.
He's paid to make comments.
That's right. He is an analyst.
He is an analyst.
Let's see here. All right. So first off, they asked him what defensive player he feared most when he played the game.
Right.
And it's Wilbur Marshall. And Marshall was a friggin' beast, man.
Personally, my favorite player.
Yeah?
He is. He's my favorite player of all time. Like Irvin is your favorite player?
Uh-huh.
Mine is Wilbur Marshall.
Well, that's who he feared most, and this is what
he could wreck a game. He could wreck a game.
Oh,
I saw
him
once go up, bat a pass down that hit John Elway back in his forehead. On his way down, he kicked Elway in the gut, knocked him to the ground, took the ball out of the air, stepped on him, and ran for a touchdown. Oh, my God. If I'd have had a beach towel, Tom, I'd have started it right then and there.
Well, this is what Michael Irvin had to say.
I'll tell you what, playing in the NFC East, and he came from the Chicago Bears, the guy I would consider to be the most disruptive guy I have ever played against was Wilbur Marshall. Oh, my. Yes. Wilbur Marshall's the bad man.
Okay, I'm going to pause it right there. They're watching a video, and right. Wilbur Marshall just terrorizes Michael Irvin in the clip they're right. playing. I mean, just absolutely. Well,
in the clip, he's playing for the Cardinals, so it's towards the end of Marshall's career.
Right.
Right.
But he was
so that
still.
That makes a big difference.
He was still terrorizing Michael Irvin, even as a Cardinal.
Right. But, Irvin got up off the ground and started jawing back at him because he realized now he's old and toothless.
Right. So that's what you're going to hear them laughing at.
Yeah, I'm talking about right. this dude here, man. And he could run all over the field, and he talked the whole game. I mean, all game. And he's trying. Look at him. Look at this. All this. Look at this. Look at this. Oh, man. Look at this. Yeah. Let me tell you right there what I felt like. You know how you felt like, all right, enough of this. I'm not going to let you bully me anymore. I'm just sick of it. That's what I got. I got tired of it, man. And Wilbur, he just scared everybody, man. He was so big, man. And he was dark in them. He was so black. And his eyes were red. And his lips were worse than mine. His lips had crust on them. They were cracking. And I was so scared of him, man. I didn't want to play with him.
What did he say? Wait a minute. What did he just say?
About which part?
Oh, the whole thing. He was black as night in there.
No, he said
eyes were red and his lips were worse than mine.
Yeah, and he said they had white crust all over his lips, man, and they were worse than mine. But he goes, man, you just look in there, man. It was so dark and he was so black.
Yeah, and he had bones sticking out of his teeth from the running backs. You know what? Here's the thing. We go and make fun of that, right? But this, again, this is how people talk. And kudos to the NFL Network for letting these guys talk.
And be themselves.
Okay?
Yes.
Did anybody get offended by that?
No, I loved it.
I thought it was great. I thought it was honest. I thought it was something that was real about football that's funny and fun and we can all relate to, even if we've never been tackled by a monster like Wilbur Marshall.
But you know what? You're still going to have that population of outraged white people.
Oh, you know, it's, again, my goodness, he said crust. I don't ever want to hear about it again. I made my mother cut it off of my sandwiches. I don't even want to talk about it.
All right, well, now, Michael Irvin isn't going to be winning any spelling bees anytime soon. Listen to this clip.
So you have all those people in the box to stop DeMarco Murray in the running game as you blitz the quarterback.
DeMarco Murray.
One-on-one with this boy right here. And I don't care. And all we're going to do is drop slants off, and he's going to take it to the H-O-U-S-N-E. I guarantee you, Dez Bryant starts today.
Housing? Is that what it was?
He's housing.
You know what I mean.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know what I mean. Michael, let me show you what I mean.
The H-O-U-S-N-E. You know what I mean.
He's housing it.
He's housing it.
He's housing it.
Housing it. Housing it. I'm housing it. Housing it. H-O-W-Z-X-R.
Right.
That's the problem. He's freaking Scooby-Doo. He was spelling for a Scooby snack. Warren Sapp was supposed to give him one.
Right. Rony Romo, Rony Red Bryan, Rush Round, Row Boys. Right.
Michael Irvin, what does M-O-O-N spell?
Bacon.
Right.
M-O-O-N, that spell.
Oh, Michael, what does C-A-T spell?
Smell.
Oh. How about D-O-G?
Man.
At one of Adrian Peterson's parties, it does. H-O-U-S-N-E.
That's the
I'm
best.
Glad we back recording on this brand new P-O-F-R-G podcast.
He's housing it.
Hell, that's pretty good, man. Oh. His lips are worse than that, and he can't spell either. But I bet you Wilbur Marshall could.
Probably.
He probably put Irvin in the H-O-U-S-N-E a few times.
I love that. That's the best.
By the way, folks, Michael Irvin doesn't do any cocaine anymore.
Right.
Right.
He says five words to the two that Marshall Faulk says right there.
Right.
Well, let's go back to now I've got a version of the Menomina song by Cake.
Cake?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just music. Okay, now. Is that the original?
Who?
Is this the original?
Nah.
Okay. Who did the original?
The original was done by Jim Henson and the Muppets. That was the Muppets from like 1968.
Okay.
It's called Phenomena.
Phenomena. Oh, it's...
Phenomena.
No, that's what Menomina. No, it's Menomina.
I'll tell you what. You can call it the Menomina song and you'll find it, but the song is called Phenomena.
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. The song... The song was originally written in the 60s.
Right.
And it was written for a movie called Sweden, Heaven and Hell.
Okay, now the first time I had ever the Muppets took it from a porno, because the first I had ever heard of it was way back in the day, and it was the Muppets.
Well, it came before the Muppets. It was an Italian softcore porn film that was all about swingers clubs and alternative sexuality. You know what I mean? Probably BDSM and all that. And so they would play this music, you know, while they were getting it on.
Right. While these guys bang these big hairy women.
Right.
Huge hairy women from Sweden.
Can you believe
I
that?
I would like to think we are having life making laugh, but we are really just trying to stay from death. Do it to me, Big Daddy.
Oh my gosh. Unreal.
It's like those Ingmar Bergman porn movies, right?
Her sex opens to me like the gaping pit of hell.
All right, and that's the cultural part of the show. You're done. That's it. Phenomena. Meanwhile, somewhere Adrian Peterson's going, "Who let these blonde motherfuckers in here? And get that goddamn shit off the stereo." Come here, Antoine. You can do your homework later.
Hey, real quick, I did want to mention this. There was a youth football game, and of course, this had to happen in New Jersey.
Right. Well, it's the most populous state in the nation. You know, it's bound to happen there.
And by the way, it still cracks me up that Donovan McNabb thinks that Pop Warner football has multiple overtimes. I've never seen that in my life. But
he thinks Pop Warner's the old guy at the freaking at the concession stand.
Right.
So what does he know?
Well, anyway, one of the coaches at this youth football game announced to the kids and the parents that he was canceling the rest of the season because the players had bad attitudes and poor sportsmanship.
You kids suck! I ain't coming out here anymore! This is bullshit!
And if you're wondering if he was right... And where they got the bad attitudes from, well, you know, you just got to look at the parents.
Right, of course.
So,
Jersey parents.
Right. So one of the kids' dad was all pissed off about the announcement. 46-year-old Joseph Olski ran onto the field, tackled the coach, and started punching him until other parents could pull them apart, and then he was arrested for assault.
You want to cancel the goddamn season? Here's a bunch of penalties for you. Illegal hands to your face.
Oh, shit. Hey, you know what? Speaking of thugs from Jersey, Tony Sperano's got a new job. Think that the Raiders, they scored 28 points last week. All of a sudden, it looks like nothing's going to happen for them again.
Tony Sperano. Hey. Who said I was coaching the Raiders? I didn't say nothing. You said nothing. I said nothing. Who said that? You said that? What did you say?
Ebola.
Ebola.
That's the
Lick
best.
Me like we have Ebola.
Oh,
that's
my God.
There you go.
First, what was it? Bird flu was going to kill us all. Then SARS was going to kill us all. Now Ebola is going to kill us all. It's funny. I heard a stat today. More people die every year from car crashes in the United States than the entire population of the world has died from Ebola.
She bites my nipple just to make me feel alive.
Although I did hear that over there in that that area of Africa where this is the worst, that they're finding 1,000 new cases every week, and that by the end of the year, that's supposed to be increased to 10,000 cases every week.
Well, you know, I really don't trust anything the media has to say.
I know.
I really don't, because I think that they just want to scare the shit out of us.
Of course.
All of us, all the time.
Watch the news. Watch the news.
You know, so, I mean, until I start bleeding through the eyes, I ain't going to worry about it.
What does Donovan McNabb think of Ebola?
Quarantine that man immediately.
Who the Redskins playing this week?
We got Tennessee, and if they don't beat the Titans, there's a bridge not too far from here. Actually, you know what? I've seen worse, so, you know, whatever. That's the way I feel about it right now. Whatever. I got to tell you, when the Redskins got crushed by the Giants on Thursday Night Football, and then we played the next game on Monday Night Football, I had two Sundays where there was no Redskins football, so I could just watch Red Zone all day. And my God, how stress-free that is.
Right.
For one thing, I don't have to watch the Redskins lose. And for two, there's no penalties.
Right.
They don't even show that there's no penalties,
right,
because all they show you really is when they get in the red zone. And occasionally there's a penalty, but it's not like watching a real game where there's 35 to 40 freaking flags.
Right.
So anyway, that's where we're standing now.
Well, Dallas gets Tom Dooley and the Giants.
I would fuck him like I would fuck Olga.
Jesus.
Hey, you know what? I thought the Giants were going to be something that the Redskins could handle, but Jesus Christ, they beat the shit out of them.
But then they couldn't even score a point on that Eagles defense.
Right. And, you know, I think that part of what the problem was for the Redskins there was, number one, the fourth quarter and Kirk Cousins. He's got the Tony Romo syndrome that Romo must have gotten rid of. Jerry Jones must have done some kind of a spell. That's what he did. You know, God dang it, I danced around a fire with a real honest-to-God Native American. And we put a curse on them god dang Redskins. That every tank time that we got in the fourth quarter and Tony Romo did not throw an interception, your boy was going to throw two.
Oh, my God.
And he does.
Good.
He does.
Good. So, good. That was a good move, Jerry.
Yeah, well, so we're looking at probably the second or third pick, depending on how Jacksonville and, you know, Oakland does. So there we go. And the Orioles lose, so blah.
Sorry it was so long since we did a show. I mean, my life is so upside down right now, living out of boxes and stuff. It's just been crazy. So I'm still trying to get my life in order.
I understand completely. We will be back when we are back, and you will like it.
Right. Right.
That's right.
And
there's no other podcast better than
I'm going to try to do it every week. I don't want to say yes, I will definitely be doing a show next Wednesday for sure. Because and then not be able to do it. But eventually this will all, you know, it will finally all be taken care of, and I won't have to worry about it so much. But I'm just trying to get my life in order right now.
When you fall into a once a week rut, the only thing that will bring any excitement back is an orgy at Adrian Peterson's house.
Phenomena.
Right. All right. We'll do it again next time.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, as well as Bang Cartoons. BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
With rapid insurance on Vodafone Business, we'll get a replacement phone to you within 4 hours. So if you should...
Oh, no.
Or even... Oh. Just get in touch and we'll...
Your replacement phone, sir.
Your phone replaced within 4 hours with our rapid insurance. Available on our new and limited data plans. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone Business.
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Unlimited and rapid terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.